We are lining up a couple of fine springtime days with another winter tomorrow. Bright sunshine and temperatures climbing into the lower and mid-60s. That is absolutely great for this time of year. Moving into Friday and Saturday, though, we do bring back the chance for some shower activity. However, neither day appears to be a complete washout, so we'll have some dry periods mixed in among the raindrops. In the short term, we have a red flag warning in effect for many areas through the late day and early evening hours. That red flag warning highlights the potential for brush fires. If any brush fire is to start, it would spread quite rapidly with dry brush, low humidity, and a gusty wind. Moving ahead into tonight, we'll have high pressure build in from the northwest. We'll keep the sky mostly clear. It will turn cold with overnight low temperatures running in the 20s and 30s. So we'll have many areas of frost and freeze as we work through the late night and early morning hours. And tomorrow looks like another gem of a day. With high pressure in control, we'll see a good amount of sunshine and high temperatures rising up into the lower and mid-60s. It will be less breezy tomorrow than it has been today. That's the only real big difference between the 2 days. Then moving into Friday, we'll see a disturbance roll in from the west. That means it will be a cloudier day on Friday, and there is the chance for at least some shower activity. It looks like the showers are more likely during the morning hours. We should see some drying by Friday afternoon. And on Saturday, another disturbance will kick through with the potential for a few showers, especially late in the day into the night. Temperatures on Saturday look to be quite warm, rising up into the 60s. A few spots could touch 70, especially south of the capital region. And then by Sunday, we'll dry things out, and we will have temperatures that will be a bit cooler again, running mainly in the 50s and low 60s. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the 20s to around 30, some teens in the mountains. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 60 to 66. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the 20s to around 30, some teens in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 60 to 66. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and cool, low in the lower to mid 30s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 58 to 64. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the upper 20s to lower 30s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 60 to 66. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, high in the upper 50s to lower 60s. And on Saturday, variably cloudy with a chance of showers, with highs in the 60s to near 70. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.